everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world at this very moment? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening and what is yet to come? Is there a secret to the book of Revelation that reveals what is taking place right now? After 8 New York Times bestsellers, Jonathan Cahn now releases his newest stunning blockbuster, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. For the first time ever, Jonathan Cahn will open end time prophecy and reveal the secrets of our age. The Dragon's Prophecy will reveal the long hidden secret of the last days, the colors of the apocalypse, the 2315th day, the beast, what lies ahead, and more. What does the future hold? Just when you thought Jonathan Cahn's books couldn't get more explosive, comes The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, The Dark Resurrection, and The End of Days. It will open your eyes, blow your mind, and change the way you see the world. Available everywhere books are sold.
Just when you thought you had heard it all, prepared for all, and prayed for all, yet another blockbuster reveal with pen in hand and ears wide open to the instruction of God Almighty. And I paraphrase, quote, "Jonathan, I want you to write this instead," end quote. And right he did in what has become the number one book in America, New York Times number one, an instant Amazon number one best-selling read in several categories. That book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, The Dark Resurrection, and The End of Days. That author, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, renowned for his previous New York Times best-selling works, The Harbinger, The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradigm, The Oracle, Harbinger 2, The Return, The Return of the Gods, and The Josiah Manifesto, all of which Testimony has had the great joy of covering. And now, with his latest release, The Dragon Prophecy, it's sure to compel the listener like never before. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome founder of hopeoftheworld.org, internationally renowned prophet, messianic believer, teacher, and named one of this nation's top 40 spiritual leaders, along with Billy Graham, always an honor, my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. Rabbi Cahn, Jonathan, sir, welcome to Testimony.
Great to be, always great to be back, Jensen. We've been doing this for a long time, and it's always a joy every time I do it with you.
Well, thank you. It's always my honor, and I'm very grateful for your time today. Before we take a deep dive into your latest must-read, The Dragon's Prophecy, for part one of our two-part conversation today, I have to ask what every listener is wanting to know, and that is your thoughts on the upcoming presidential election 2024, biblically, morally, and governmentally, and our responsibility as Christians to vote when reportedly 40 million are choosing to sit it out.
Yeah, it's one of the most critical elections in our history. And the issues could not be clearer. They could not be more stark. They are very much the two parties, the two platforms are very much in opposition to each other. On one hand, we have one of the most radical tickets we've ever seen, from the left and from the Democratic Party, with the issues of life, the issues of life and death, religious freedom, the future of our children, the mutilation of our children, the war against gender, freedom of speech, everything. And so it's very clear, the one side is for basically being able to kill a baby up to the time of birth, and is for, being able to take a child away from its parents if the parent doesn't go along with the indoctrination into, the gender confusion, and so much more. And at the same time, On the other hand, the Republican Party is very different, and you have Donald Trump. We know Donald Trump is not perfect. We know that. But, you know, on the issues compared to the other side, it's light years apart. It is still for life. It is still for against the mutilation of children, very pro-Israel, and all those things. So it will make a difference. You know, if we don't vote, you know, we're called to be the light to the world. We're told to be the salt of the earth. And that means we have to affect the world around us. And that doesn't say just in one sense, doesn't say just in one realm, doesn't say light to the church. It's every realm. And the political realm is crucial. It's not the answer, but it can be part of the answer. It can open a window or close a window. It can bring persecution or can open the door for religious freedom and revival. So so even if one baby is saved because of your vote, even if one child is not surgically mutilated because of that vote, even if one person is saved because religious freedom was preserved, it's worth it all. And if we don't do it, then we become like the watchman that the Lord said to Ezekiel, you know, if you don't help, if you don't address to save the lost, their blood will be on your head. So we don't want that. We have to vote. Vote and pray. You know, the ultimate answer is revival. But vote, but the political realm has, the governmental realm has a part in that. And then let's all pray for revival.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his latest must-read, The Dragon's Prophecy. Okay, Rabbi Kahn, let's get right into it. First question. The Dragon's Prophecy became the number one best-selling book in America. Why do you think that is?
Well, first, it was I didn't plan on writing it. It was the Lord's idea. And the Lord's always better than I am. You know, it's good to be interrupted by the Lord. So, you know, I was working on the book, and then it just, you know, everything happened. And he just, I went back and forth with my publisher. I said, I'm being led this other way. So I went with the Lord. It's the only book I've ever written that so much opens up the realm of end time prophecy, which I never did. I think people are hungry to know what's happening, what's going on in the world. Everybody senses that, you know, is there a purpose? What's going on? Also, it pulls back a veil so that it behind world events, what's happening, it's the spiritual realm. And once you do that, it's like everything makes sense. This book, The Dragon's Prophecy, as I'm writing it, literally I had to keep rewriting it because as I'm writing it, the things I'm writing it are coming true in the world. I had to keep on updating, keep on writing it. And even after I finished it, things are coming true. And so, you know, I've never written quite a book like that. And it is opening up the mysteries of what are happening in our lifetime, in our world right now, ancient mysteries, but also that ancient prophecies are crossing red lines. I mean, it's we are accelerating. So, and then ultimately, it's for each of us. It, because the last part of the book is, you know, we're all in a war. How do you win it? How do you overcome? What do you do? So I think for all those reasons that the Lord did it. And he blew us away because we didn't expect, you know, everyone, by God's grace, has been a bestseller, but it's never been like this. It's crazy.
Wow. So does that answer my next question, which is, how is The Dragon's Prophecy different from any other book you've written?
Yeah, in those ways of anti-prophecy, you know, and things that it, you know, things were happening as I'm writing it, and even the origin of it was different, which I think we'll get into, because it has to do with a mystery that actually was foretelling it, so that everything that would happen.
Okay, is it true that one of the mysteries in the book foretold was the invasion of Israel by Hamas? What would happen, and even when it would take place?
Yeah, well, here's the story. I was, it was a Friday night, and I had to share a message at the congregation, and I'm getting ready to do it. I'm led to speak of an ancient mystery from Leviticus, and this mystery from Leviticus, when you take it to its conclusion, actually foretold there would be an attack on Israel, an invasion. It would take Israel by surprise. It would happen in the year 2023. It would happen in the autumn of that year. It would take place specifically in the month of October. It would take place on a Saturday, the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. It would happen on a Hebrew holy day that goes back to the beginning of the Bible. and it would lead to war. So it would happen, the mystery ordained that it would happen on the first Saturday of October of 2023. The first Saturday of October 2023 fell on the date October 7th, the exact date of the invasion of Israel. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Jensen, I shared this mystery on Friday night. The next morning it happened. I shared it on October 7th.
Wow.
And the next day it happened. And the thing is, this is the mystery that really began the book. And this mystery may even foretell, may even enable us to know the future, what events are going to happen, when they're going to happen, and to be ready for them. And even after I finished the book, more of the events, according to the mystery, started taking place in the world.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on his latest number one book in America, The Dragon's Prophecy. The book of Revelation contains a vision of a dragon and a woman. What does that reveal?
Yeah, the dragon is a picture of the enemy, of Satan. And it says it right there. And the woman with 12 stars on her head and giving birth to Messiah, it can only be Israel. Israel gave birth to Messiah. And the thing is that what it reveals is there's a war. And there's a war that has been played out on earth, and we're witnessing it. And it's between the dragon and Israel, or the Jewish people. And it's no accident, because the Bible says that the enemy exists to destroy the purposes of God. And yet Israel exists, because God brought them into existence, the Jewish people, to accomplish the purpose of God in the world. So there's going to be a war. And so there's a war. This war that's foreshadowed in Revelation actually has been taking place in our world for ages. I mean, it's no accident that the Jewish people are the most warred against people, the most slandered, right, vilified people, the most hated people,
exactly,
the most ostracized. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect, and it's no accident that the most evil people in the world just happen to be obsessed with destroying Israel. I mean, look at Hitler. Look at,
right.
You know, I mean, that makes sense, because the most evil, being is obsessed with destroying Israel. The enemy knows that if he can destroy the Jewish people or Israel, he can stop the purposes of God. So he's been trying. And what happened on October 7th was just the latest part of the ancient battle that began ages before we were born.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his latest must-read, The Dragon's Prophecy, you can get at booksbyjonathankahn.com, amazon.com, or wherever books are sold. Jonathan, The Dragon's Prophecy reveals an ancient mystery that lies behind one of the central issues of modern times. What is the secret of the, quote, sea peoples?
Yeah, see, when you take away the veil and look at the spiritual and the prophetic, it all will make sense. Remember, the enemy is an imitator. He imitates God. So what did God do? God brought back the nation of Israel. He resurrected an ancient nation, Israel, brought it back into the modern world. So the enemy is going to seek to do the same thing. And he's an enemy, so he's going to resurrect an enemy, an ancient enemy nation of Israel to war against Israel, to war against God's resurrecting of Israel. And so could he do it? Well, who were the ancient arch enemies of Israel? In the Bible, it says it was the Philistines. And the thing is that could the enemy do that? Well, yes. In fact, he already has. And the thing is that it's not about the people. We look, you know, we're to love all people, pray for all people, but they don't know that they're being used. The
right.
thing is that the modern people, that's used against the Jewish people, against Israel, to this day, are called the Palestinians. Well, people don't realize the word Palestinian actually means the Philistines. In fact, the way you say Palestinian in the language of Arabic, the Palestinians, is not Palestinian. It's Philistine or Philistini. So literally, it means Philistine. And the amazing thing is, as God was resurrecting Israel, at the same moment, right after, at every step, it's like there's been this Philistine resurrection at the same moment. And so it's like a people are being resurrected to war against Israel. And that's exactly why this has become the major issue of our time concerning Israel, because it's exactly what we would expect, you know, in the spiritual realm. But it's absolutely the case.
So, Rabbi Kahn, you also talk about the mystery of the Pinochet, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes. Pinochet is, and it sounds a little bit like Philistine. It's the Bible's name for the land of the Philistines. It's kind of a region, this land where all the Philistines were, you know, headquartered, and everything happened out of that land. Well, it exists today, but today it has a different name. Today, the land of the Philistines is called the Gaza Strip, the very place where all this has come from. And the amazing thing is, the Gaza Strip did not exist in the modern world. It came into the modern world. It was resurrected in the year 1948, the very year of Israel's resurrection. Wow. So Israel comes back to the world, and at the same moment, the land of the Philistines comes back. And the thing is that at that same year, it was the people called the Philistines, they start flooding into the Gaza Strip. And so the children of Israel, they return to the land of Israel. The children of the people called the Philistines return to the land of the Philistines. It's all a setup. It's like the enemy setting everything in place, and everything that we saw on October 7th is part of that mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his blockbuster number one book in America, The Dragon's Prophecy. The Dragon's Prophecy opens up an ancient mystery, as you've alluded to, behind what happened on October 7th. Can you clarify what that is?
Yeah. This is actually amazing, because when you look at the Bible, you see it. It's all there. The Bible records that the ancient Philistines would launch raids and invasions against the people of Israel, and they'd launch them from what is today the Gaza Strip. So they'd launch these invasions, and the Bible even says where they struck. And in the book, I put it gives two words, and when you put those two words together, it pinpoints a little spot of land which is the target land. Well, it was in that little plot of land that was that music festival, and that's where those villages were. And so in ancient times, the Philistines used to invade the villages of Israel. They brutalized them. They would bring back the Israelites from their villages and take them hostage into Gaza. So it's amazing. Everything is replaying before our eyes. The dragon is using the ancient mystery to attack Israel, but it's all there in the Bible.
Wow. So it reminds me of that scripture, Rabbi Kahn, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, literally, history is playing itself out, ancient history teaming up with modern history. So what about the city of Gaza? Is there a mystery connected to that as well?
Yeah. The amazing, because the ancient prophets in the Bible, God would speak through them about Gaza, the city of Gaza. And what they say about Gaza, they condemn the sins of Gaza, is that they took Israelites or Israelis as hostages, captive to Gaza. That's what the Bible says. And here we are, thousands of years later, same exact thing. And it's not like Hamas and those people. They're trying to fulfill this thing from the Bible. They're just doing it. They don't know why they're doing it. They're just doing it, and they're being used. But the other thing is that we all grew up with this story that we all know from the Bible, which is that of Samson. But now think of it for a moment.
Yeah.
Samson, the story of Samson, is the story of an Israelite who is taken hostage, captive, to Gaza. And he's taken to Gaza. They have a celebration about it, and they mock him and all this stuff, and they rejoice over it, which actually, by the way, that happened in Gaza when this was all happening to the Israelites on that day, October 7th. Well, they take him. They have a day of rejoicing. And the thing is that they're watching. They want his downfall, but God uses him, and he strikes down all the Philistines in the temple of Dagon. Now here's the thing. Imagine, not only is it replaying that way, but imagine if the enemy was going to strike against Israel and he uses this ancient mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Yeah.
That, again, the people of Gaza know it, but the enemy has a long memory. So it's as if the people it's as if Gaza was having revenge for what happened then, because a few things. One, the day that that Samson struck them down, it was in the Bible. It says it was a day of rejoicing for them, and the word it uses is Simcha. They were having a festival, and it uses the word Simcha for joy. Well, the thing is, when Gaza struck Israel on October 7th, Israel was having a festival. It was Israel's. It was a holiday, and it was called Simcha. Simcha, sorry, the very same word that's used of the Philistines. And on top of that, the thing is that when Hamas invaded, the major invaders, the seven ones are, the Israelis said they were about 5,000 from Gaza, Gazans who invaded. Well, in the story of Samson, it says Samson struck down by about 5,000 Gazans.
Wow.
It was the revenge of the Gazans.
And God allowed you to connect the dots and bring it into real time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. His latest explosive read, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Now, Rabbi Kahn, you write about Hamas appearing in the Bible. Can you tell us how?
Yeah, the word Hamas is a interesting word with strange properties. It exists in Arabic. Hamas means the Islamic resistance movement. Also means in Arabic zeal or fervor. But it's strange because it also exists as a Hebrew word at the same moment. In Hebrew, the word Hamas means, an ancient word, it means evil, destruction, violence, and destruction. That's exactly what it is. And it actually appears in the Bible. And in the book, The Dragon's Prophecy, I give some of them, or give a little taste of it. And that is, it says that in the Bible, if you read it in the Hebrew, it says, Lord, save me from the men of Hamas. It says in the Bible, Hamas has risen up as a rod of evil in the land. And so the land is filled with bloodshed. It says in the Bible, you know how Hamas hides in the tunnels of the earth? It says in the Bible, Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth. It says also in the prophets, God says to Israel, rid Hamas from the land. And in the days of Messiah, the kingdom of Messiah, it says that when Messiah reigns, it says there'll be peace. And it says in Israel, in Isaiah to Israel, in that day, no more shall Hamas be heard in your land.
Amazing, just amazing. Now, you also write that Adolf Hitler had a part in October 7th. Tell us how.
Yeah, well, you'd expect, because this is a war of the enemy, so he's going to use one instrument, raise them up, and then they fall, then he uses the next one, and you'd expect like a passing of the torch. Well, there was a man called al-Husseini in the Middle East, who's also called the Mufti, hated the Jews, and he was responsible for Jewish bloodshed. He was going to be put on trial, but he escaped, and he went to Germany, and he went to Berlin, and he had a meeting with Adolf Hitler. And he formed an alliance and urged Hitler to bring the Holocaust to the land of Israel. And Hitler said he would in the right time. He ended up working for Hitler. He broadcast from Radio Berlin to the Arab world the Nazi hatred of the Jews, which infected the Arab world. After the war, he was going to be brought up in Nuremberg as a war criminal. And he ended up escaping, going to Egypt. In Egypt, he found an Egyptian teenager that he brought under his wing, and he trained him, mentored him, and made him his disciple. The Egyptian teenager's name was Yasser Arafat.
Oh.
Yasser Arafat became the leader of the Palestinians, and he was trained by the man who was an employee of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a direct line from Hitler all the way to what's happening right now in Israel. And not only that, but Hitler also supported, sponsored a new organization at the time and funded them, trained them, financed them. They're called the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood gave birth to Hamas. So you got a line from Adolf Hitler from Berlin, Germany, to the Gaza. And what happened on October 7th? In fact, Hamas, on its founding charter, the words of its charter are basically the words of Adolf Hitler. And when Hitler was going to do the Holocaust, October 7th was the worst day since the Holocaust for Israel. But when Hitler was going to start the Holocaust, he appointed a man in charge of it called Heinrich Himmler. And he appointed Himmler over the territories to begin this. The day that Hitler chose was October 7th. So October 7th was the anniversary of it.
Unbelievable.
And Himmler himself was born 39 years before that on the date of October 7th. So you see the fingerprints of the dragon all over it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn and his explosive runaway bestseller number one book in America, The Dragon's Prophecy. Get yours today at booksbyjonathancahn.com, amazon.com, or wherever books are sold. Jonathan, in our remaining moments here today, you talk about the Hamas invasion of Israel and how it is connected to the book of Revelation.
Yes. In the book of Revelation, it says, and this is the amazing thing about the Bible, here you have the dragon tries to wars against the woman, Israel, by spewing a flood to flood her away, a flood of water to flood her away. Well, October 7th, you know, Hamas had a code name for it. What they called it was in Arabic, Operation Tufan. Tufan is an Arabic word. You know what it means? It means the flood. It was the dragon's flood. It was Operation Flood. The dragon was behind it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, founder of hopeoftheworld.org, senior pastor of the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel, New York Times best-selling author. His latest, most explosive read to date, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. You can learn more about Jonathan Cahn's work, ministry, and mission by visiting hopeoftheworld.org and get his book at booksbyjonathancahn.com, as well as amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. You will be blessed, encouraged, enlightened, and inspired that you did. Rabbi Cahn, Jonathan, what a joy, as always, to be with you once again to chronicle your most explosive read to date, The Dragon's Prophecy, and why the unprovoked and heinous attack by Hamas terrorists on Israel's men, women, and children, and those from neighboring nations, October 7th, 2023, now 1 year later, catapulting to a multi-front war, was biblically foretold, as you explain in your latest revelatory read, The Dragon's Prophecy. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week for what is just the tip of things to come. We thank you. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenbard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.
Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world. After 8 New York Times bestsellers, Jonathan Cahn releases his newest blockbuster, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, The Dark Resurrection, and The End of Days. For the first time ever, Jonathan Cahn will open the mystery of the last days and what lies ahead. The Dragon's Prophecy, it will open your eyes, blow your mind, and change the way you see the world. Available where books are sold.
Last week, you heard from one of the nation's top 40 spiritual leaders, heralded along with Billy Graham, and touted America's prophet to the nations, the halls of Congress, the United Nations, Capitol Hill, and more, weighing in on the spiritual aspects of a world gone mad. And the forces behind such mayhem, where good is evil and evil is good, and this just for starters, as you will soon hear, and all chronicled in his latest blockbuster read, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, The Dark Resurrection, and The End of days. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to Testimony for part two of that conversation and more, founder of hopeoftheworld.org, leader of the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel, Wayne, New Jersey, New York Times bestselling author of the explosive and stunning The Harbinger, and subsequent New York Times bestselling reads The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradigm, The Oracle, The Harbinger 2, The Return of the Gods, The Josiah Manifesto, and now with his latest, The Dragon's Prophecy. Let those who have ears to hear, hear. Please welcome, always an honor, my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Rabbi Kahn, Jonathan, sir, welcome back to Testimony.
Always a great joy to be with you, Jennifer.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The joy and honor is all mine, sir. Rabbi Kahn, can you briefly recap for our listeners part one of our conversation, and then let's pick up where we left off?
Yeah. There's so much, of course, you know, but the main thing, a few things. The Dragon's Prophecy is, you know, in the only book I've ever written that actually opens up end time prophecy that's coming true right now, that we're actually crossing all these prophetic lines. It was one that a book I didn't plan to write. The Lord interrupted me. It is of course explosive. And as I'm writing it, the things are coming true. And also it was really started, as we opened up last time, by a mystery that actually foretold what was going to happen in Israel, the whole thing that began everything here, that invasion, down to the exact day, and may actually enable us to know future events down to the exact day. So this is, there's so many mysteries. Once you pull away the veil, it's like you see what's happening in the world, and everything will make sense. It's like, whoa, it's all there, you know. So we've just been opening up mystery after mystery, and now I think we're, one of the things we're going to get to in this time, in this program, I believe we're going to get to some of the end of days mysteries as well.
Amen and amen. Okay, first question. How was October 7th connected to the principle of satanic desecration?
Yeah, the enemy is a desecrator. He defiles. He takes what is holy and defiles, takes the things of God and desecrates them. So the thing is that it's not an accident that people don't realize that particular day was a day where three holy days of God converged, three at the same time. And so it was like the enemy could not resist it. One of them was the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is the day of peace. So he went and he took the peace from Israel. You know, it's a day of blessing. He turned it into a curse. A day of rest. Well, he took that all away. Another day that it was a holiday called Simchat Torah. And so the Jewish people on that day are going to rejoice. So he strikes on a day of joy and to take away their joy, bring them sorrow. But not only that, the Jewish people on that day are to go out into the streets and to, you know, literally dance and sing and clap their hands. And it's the only time they're specifically to give out candy. And so, but here's the thing. So on that day, the Jewish people are in sorrow. But in the camps of their enemies, in Gaza, in the West Bank, throughout the Islamic world, the enemy is causing their enemies to go out in the streets to sing and to dance and to clap their hands and literally to hand out candy throughout the Muslim world to celebrate the Jewish calamity, the devil's holiday.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his latest explosive number one book in America, The Dragon's Prophecy. Rabbi Kahn, you also talk about the Jubilean mystery. Can you explain?
Yeah, the Jubilean mystery is a gigantic thing. I've talked a little bit about it before that we've talked, but the thing is, it has a whole other realm to it. Here's the thing. The Jubilee is the 50th year. Every 50th year is the year of restoration. If you lost your land, you get it back. You return home on the Jubilee. Now, the amazing thing is that no people have so lost their land as the Jewish people and for so long. And God promised he was going to restore them and bring them back to the land. That's a prophecy of God in the last days, and he's done it. But the amazing thing is he did it according to the mystery of the Jubilee. And I'll just give a very quick nutshell. That is, it's amazing stuff, and that is that first, that there was one of those years was 1867, and I won't go through the detail, but actually the land is But if you count 50 years, when is the next Jubilee? It's the year 1917. Anything happen, the Jubilee, the person who occupies your land has got to get off of it. That year, the Ottoman Turkish Empire flees the land in the face of the British World War One, and so they flee the land, and the British issue the Balfour Declaration, which is what? It's promising the land back to the original owners of the land, the children of Israel. It's the Jubilee. Everyone shall return to their own land. But they didn't get Jerusalem. But if you count, what happens if you count 50 years to the next Jubilee? 1917, it takes to the year 1967. Anything happen? Well, the Six-Day War happens. On the third day of that war, the Jewish soldiers enter into the gates of their ancient city, their ancestral possession, Jerusalem. And they do that because Jesus has to come there with Jewish people there. So it's amazing. All happens in the year of Jubilee. So the thing is that's restored. Everybody goes home to their ancestral possession. But in the Jubilee, you get, not only do you come home, but you are legally recognized. It is the legal right, the legal recognition that it's your land. But the world refused that. The nations refused to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which only capital in the world, they refused. So what happens, though, if you count 50 years? It takes you from 1967, takes you to the year 2017. Anything happen? 2017 is the year that America, under Donald Trump, issues the Jerusalem Declaration, recognizing the Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. First time since ancient times, and all in the year of the Jubilee, the legal right. So all that happened, God does it. But now there's another side, because the enemy is an imitator. So he's going to take the Jubilee and he's going to turn it upside down. He's going to turn it against Israel. And how? Well, there was an event that wasn't like a joyous event. It was a calamity for Israel. It took Israel by surprise. For Israel, it almost was the destruction of Israel. And God ended up turning it around, but they were still shaken by this to this day. It was the worst event up until October 7th. What was it? It was called the Yom Kippur War. And Israel's taken by surprise. The enemy's attacked. So the enemy is going to take that, and he's going to make a jubilee of it. It's going to be the devil's jubilee. And what happens if you count 50 years from that calamity? It takes you to the year 20. It happened in 1973. The jubilee is the year 2023. Anything happen? Well, that's when this all happened. When the Yom Kippur took place in the autumn. So the attack is going to take place in the autumn. The Yom Kippur War, the invasion took place in October. So the devil's jubilee is going to be in October. The Yom Kippur invasion happened on a Saturday, a Sabbath. So the Devil's Jubilee is going to happen on the Sabbath. And the Yom Kippur War happened on an ancient Hebrew holy day from Leviticus 23. So this month is going to happen, the Hamas invasion, on an ancient holy day from Leviticus 23. And the Yom Kippur invasion took place on the first Saturday of October of 1973. So it's ordaining that this Jubilee of the enemy is going to happen on the first Saturday of October of 2023, which falls on only one day, October 7th. This was the devil's jubilee.
Wow, powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, part two of his latest must-read, The Dragon's Prophecy. Rabbi Kahn, these are stunning revelations that most people don't make, my view. They don't connect the dots in a historical, biblical way that you've been anointed to do and called to do, and brilliantly so, I might add. I want to get into signs of the end of days that you talk about. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. The Bible says there'll be something happening called the Harit Hayamim, or the end of days or last days, and it gives a sign. So you can check it off. I mean, how do you know you're living in the end times, the end of days? Well, the Bible says it's going to be a world into which Israel has been brought back, resurrected after ages. Well, that's right. That's our world. It's a world where the nations of the world are going to be obsessed with this little New Jersey-sized land of Israel. Well, you can check that off too. Yeah. The world's going to rage against Israel in hatred for Israel. You can rage again. You can do that right now. You can just check that off. Two, it's a world where Israel's going to be attacked, where Israel's existence is going to be on the line. Well, that we're there. October 7th was all that, was all those things. So we are in the end of days. And the Bible gives specific prophecies and mysteries concerning it, which are what is opened up in the dragon's prophecy.
Wow. Now, one of the chapters in the dragon's prophecy is called The Colors of the Apocalypse. Can you share with our listener what that is all about?
Yeah, the Bible in Revelation gives colors and linked, you know, symbolizing the apocalypse. The four horses, red. Oh, we'll start with the white. The white horse of conquest. The red horse representing war. The black horse representing famine. And the green horse representing death. So you got those colors, the four colors of the apocalypse. Well, the amazing thing is the four colors of the apocalypse manifested wherever there was hatred and rage against Israel in the world. The colors of the apocalypse would manifest in their midst. How? Well, the gatherings against Israel all gathered around a banner of colors. It was the flag of Palestine, and the colors of the flag of Palestine or Philistine are white for the white horse, red for the red horse, black for the black horse, and green for the green horse. The colors of the apocalypse. And every nation that has those colors as their flag, it marks and identifies that nation as an enemy of the nation of Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We're talking about his latest blockbuster read, The Dragon's Prophecy. The prophet Ezekiel, as you share, foretells a coming invasion of Israel that may be the next big prophetic event. In the book, you reveal a surprising connection to that prophecy. Can you share with our listeners just exactly what that is?
Yeah, Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 38:39, he prophesies, foretells an invasion of Israel, a mass invasion. It is yet to come, but it's an amazing thing. First, it'll be several nations. And he gives names, the ancient names of the lands of the nations. Well, we can identify a whole bunch of them. First of all, one is, he says Cush, that's modern-day Sudan, biblical Ethiopia. Another, he says, calls Put, and that is Libya and North Africa. Another is Togarma, and others are Asia Minor, that's Turkey. And another is called Paras, and that is Iran. So the amazing thing is what I found, not only that these peoples are there today, and they are generally against Israel, but not only that, but he says they're going to take part in the invasion of Israel. Well, the amazing thing is that each one actually took part in the invasion of Israel on October 7th. The ones that Ezekiel names specifically took part, whether the Sudan took part, Libya took part, Turkey took part, and Iran definitely took part. Every single one took part. So it says they're going to take part. Well, they, for the first time ever in human history, they actually took part in the invasion of Israel. And they will, and that means that's a prophetic red line that we cross. And they will do so in the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his latest must-read, The Dragon's Prophecy, which brings me to my next question. Was there an ancient mystery behind the sudden death of the Iranian president?
Well, first of all, Ezekiel and others foretell that Iran is going to attack Israel. And they never did that directly. They did it indirectly. They never did it directly until this year. For the first time in human history, Iran actually attacked the land of Israel with those missiles in the spring and now recently in the autumn. Never happened before. They crossed the line. It's another prophetic red line. And the thing is that when they did this, the one who was the president of Iran is a guy named Ebrahim Raisi. And he's the first one ever to do that, strike Israel. And the thing is, his name, Ibrahim, is named after Abraham. Now, here's a guy who wants to destroy the Jewish people, and he's named after the father of the Jewish people. And he's also named after the Abrahamic covenant, you know, the covenant of Abraham, which says, if you bless Israel, God's going to bless you. If you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. But you do to Israel, is coming back at you. Well, the Bible also says that Israel is the apple of God's eye. Well, Ephraim Raisi struck the apple of God's eye. And about 30 days after he did so, he was struck down dead. He sent airborne objects into Israel to bring destruction when they crashed. Well, now he was in an airborne object, and it crashed and brought him destruction. What he did to Israel happened, came back at him. Not only that, but after he sent those missiles, he issued a threat. He threatened to annihilate the nation of Israel. Now, the nation of Israel is God's nation. You can't annihilate it. You know it's eternal.
Right.
So he spoke blasphemy. Yeah, and the thing is, the day before he would be struck down, there was an appointed word. It was Saturday, Sabbath, all over the world, all Israel, all the world. The Jewish people opened the scrolls. They recited the word. The word of Scripture ended with saying this: the man who spoke the blasphemy shall be struck down. And the next day, it came true. And not only that, but in Ezekiel 38, when God says, it talks about the nations that are going to attack Israel, and specifically names Iran. And he was the first one out of those nations to actually attack Israel. Well, it says, God says, I will bring you down against the mountains. It says, you will fall upon the mountains. Well, it wasn't just that he was struck down. It's a helicopter went down. But he was brought down against the mountains. He fell upon the mountains.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Rabbi Kahn, in your book, The Dragon's Prophecy, you talk about the connection between the Temple Mount, October 7th, the Antichrist, and five red cows. Can you please tell us the, quote, secret of the Mount, end quote?
Yeah, the ground zero of biblical anti-prophecy is the Temple Mount. That's the center. That's where the temple is going to be built. That's where the Antichrist is going to declare himself God. That's where Messiah, Jesus, is going to reign. So you know it's going to be a battleground. You know the enemy is going to seek to stop this from happening, stop from God's purposes happening. He's going to seek control of the mountain, and that's exactly where it's at. Right now, the Temple Mount is in control of the Muslim authorities, and they don't let Jewish people celebrate anything on that mount. Well, the thing is, if anything disrupts that, if anything threatens the dragon on that mount, all hell's going to break loose. And that's exactly what happened. People don't know. Months before October 7th, there was a rumor that Jewish people were going to celebrate the feast of Passover on the mount, of the lamb on mm-hmm. the mount. And that would be enough. And all hell broke loose on the Temple Mount. And that's when the day that Hamas threatened that they were going to have revenge in a nutshell. And the revenge was October 7th. It was all about the Temple Mount. And it wasn't Hamas. It was the dragon. It was the enemy. And they, even when they said, when they gave their reason for doing what they did, they said it was all because of the Temple Mount. And they even mentioned the red cow, the red heifers that were brought over there. You know, who would be threatened by a red cow? Well, the enemy would, because he knows what it means, you know. So it's amazing. They even named their operation. They named it after the Temple Mount. So it's all about prophecy. It's all about the war of the Antichrist. It's all behind it all was the book of Revelation and the Temple Mount.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, again, The Explosive, The Dragon's Prophecy by New York Times best-selling author and prophet to the nations, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Rabbi, we need actually three segments for our conversation here today, but let's get in as much as we can in our time remaining. Was the wave of anti-Israel and anti-Jewish rage that swept across the world and America part of the mystery?
Totally. First of all, the Bible says in the last days, all nations are going to come against Israel. That was the widest outbreak of anti-Israel, anti-Jewish hatred in world history. So you can't, if people say, well, how can all the nations come against this little tiny, well, you know what? You've already seen the taste of it. You've already seen the foreshadow. That's what's going to happen. And the Bible says that in Revelation, that the dragon spewed out of his mouth spirits that went throughout the whole world and gathered the world to Armageddon. Well, that's what we're seeing a taste of. It wasn't just in the Muslim world. It was America. It was on American campuses. They were calling for Israel's destruction. That's crazy. I mean, what nation have you ever heard of where there are demonstrations of hatred against it all around the planet Earth? None. not communist China, not nations that destroy millions of their people, but little tiny Israel. That's what the Bible says. And you know how they were chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free? Well, they're just chanting for the destruction of Israel, but not just that. That, you know, it has the fingerprints of the enemy all over it, because the enemy takes the things of God and he twists them. That comes from the Bible. What it was is it's the promise that God gave Israel and said, it says, I've given you this land, he says it again and again, from the river to the sea. I've given you the land from the river to the sea. The enemy took the promise of God, twisted it against Israel. It was the enemy all over.
So what is all of this leading to, as you espouse in your book? What is the dragon's, quote, other war?
Well, it's all leading to Armageddon and what the Bible says in the last days, all nations against Israel. But the Bible says in Revelation 12, it says, but he warred also against, not only against the woman, Israel, but against the rest of her children. And the rest of her children, that it says those who followed Messiah. So the war is also against believers. He wars against Israel, but he wars also against the spiritual children of Israel, and that's the believer. The last days, it's going to intensify both wars, and we're watching it, the war against Israel and the war against the people of God and the church. And so the Israel and the church are going to be more and more joined together in the last days.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his number one best-selling blockbuster read, The Dragon's Prophecy. The book doesn't only reveal the dragon's war on Israel, as you've alluded to, and the church, but against each of us. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, because if you're in the image of God, then the enemy hates you, you know, and we all are.
No
and
doubt.
So from the moment you were conceived, the enemy's been warring against every one of you, everybody listening. Some he warred against through rejection, some through abuse, some through addiction, some through anger and gloom, some through bondage. It doesn't matter. He's trying to keep you from God, trying to take you away from God, warring against you right now. So we are all involved in this war. That's why the last part of the Dragon's Prophecy is all about the war and the strategies of the enemy against us and how to win against that war.
Now, you say in the book of Revelation, we have the dragon and the lamb. How does this reveal the answer?
Yeah, well, the dragon, you know, is the enemy. The lamb is Messiah. And, you know, and so when you look, you know, if people saw a lamb warring against a dragon, they'd put their bets on the dragon. But the lamb wins. The lamb wins.
Right.
And the thing is that, and you know, evil always comes like the dragon. It comes like to overwhelm you. You know, I mean, we're talking about the world. We're talking about in our lives. Overwhelm you and come, you know, to intimidate you and good. Though comes like a lamb. It doesn't look like it's going to win. It looks like we're fighting or like the underdogs, you know. But the lamb wins. So goodness is going to win. And the thing, an interesting thing too, is that the, you know, a dragon is reptilian, and reptiles they have no endurance. They can strike out, but they can't last. So evil cannot last. Evil cannot win. It's not going to win because it can't win. In the end, it cannot. But good cannot fail. In the end, it's the end. You know, may not look like it's winning. You may not look like you're on the winning side, but you are, and you're going to win if you keep going.
So does that answer the question, Rabbi Kahn, what phenomenon of history reveals the power of God over the dragon and good over evil?
Well, it's linked to it. You know, it's in the book of Revelation, that vision of it, it's the same book that says, same chapter where it says, but they overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb. So we overcame. And the word for overcoming, you know, that is there is the word, the Greek word nikao, which is amazing because it's written in the past tense. It's of the future, but it's past tense. In other words, the victory we have is as good as done. It's already done. But you have to fight the fight to see it. So you fight the fight, you will win. It's guaranteed. So we fight a battle in the Lord. We already won. We're on the winning side, but you got to see it. You got to fight that good fight in faith. And the phenomenon of history is that it's not hype. It's not feel good. This is real. Because the enemy's been trying to destroy the Jewish people for 4,000 years. I mean, you know, the Pharaohs tried, the Assyrians tried, the Babylonians, you know, Rome, you know, Hitler, the Soviet Union, to this day. But you know what? You know, the Pharaohs aren't here anymore. You know, Assyria has fallen, Babylon has fallen, Rome has fallen, Hitler is gone. Right. The Soviet Union collapsed. They're all gone. But the nation of Israel lives because the God of Israel lives, because the Messiah of Israel lives, because the Savior of Israel lives. If you follow him, if he's your Savior and your God, then you're going to win. You're going to prevail. You got to just fight the fight. Fight the fight. Keep going, because you will win in the end. Fight the good fight, and you will win against the dragon, because the Lamb has already won.
Amen and amen. Well, this has been absolutely phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, founder of hopeoftheworld.org, senior pastor of the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel, New York Times best-selling author. His latest, most explosive read to date, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. You can learn more about Jonathan Kahn's work, ministry, and mission by visiting hopeoftheworld.org and get his book at booksbyjonathankahn.com, as well as amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. You will be blessed and given great hope that you did. Rabbi Kahn, if there ever was a prophet to the nations called by God Almighty for such a time as this, it is you, sir, my view, and brilliantly so. Prophets of old did not have it easy obeying the instructions of God Almighty. And increasingly, as the days are evil, and neither do you or any one of us for that matter. Unashamedly, boldly, and with laser target precision, overcoming all to share with the world the biblical narrative behind world events as they unfold to the day, hour, and very minute. Just incredible. Your latest number one book in America, The Dragon's Prophecy, is one such revelatory read for believer, non-believer, atheist, or in between. You make the case. And powerfully so. We thank you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
God bless you, Jensen, and shalom in the Lord. A joy to be with you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, jensenebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.